next to the Wareham.
Welcome back to In Focus on this Wednesday morning. Brady Bowman with you. Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass, keeping us afloat. Talking USD 383 issues here with Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and School Board Member Dave Colburn. And we'd be remiss if we didn't get some donations out of the way. We don't want Michelle blowing up our phones. Let me turn you on, Marvin. My apologies.
There we go. Okay, yeah, there's some big ones on the list.
So, I've got the list in front of me here. So this week, the board will be accepting donations from Box Tops to Woodrow Wilson Elementary in the amount of $631.60. That's a cash donation for cash supplies, or class supplies, sorry about that. $596.11 cash donation from Panda Restaurant Group to Eisenhower Middle School for the Eagles of Excellence Worlds of Fun trip. $12,000 cash grant from Riley County's Raising Riley to College Hill Preschool for student fees. $51,389 grant award to USD 383 from Manhattan-Ogden Public Schools Foundation for Flint Hills Summer Camp Fun Camp. $17,180 grant award allocation to USD 383 from Manhattan-Ogden Public Schools Foundation for YES Grant teacher proposals. $1,000 cash donation from Walmart to Head Start for program and classroom use for direct service to children and families. And a $5,125 cash donation from Riley County's Raising Riley to Head Start for personnel and extended child care service costs. And I'm going to back up to that Panda Restaurant Group donation to Eisenhower Middle School. That trip to Worlds of Fun might sound a little indulgent, but not everybody gets to go. You have to earn your way on that trip. It's a carrot that they hold out for kids starting at the beginning of the school year, and I don't know what all the criteria are, but it's a big reward for the kids that do what they need to do in terms of academics and behavior and things like that. And so it isn't just it's a fun thing for the kids that get to go, but it isn't automatic. You've got to earn your way onto that.
Reward trip sort of thing. Right. Yeah. And on those donations, and did you get through that whole list?
I did get through the list.
On those donations, every time we have you all on, you go over those donations. When it comes to that money, is there like a special donations fund that they go into? And I guess I think you mentioned school supplies, stuff like that, this money usually goes to?
I can't tell you about the
mechanics. The individuals making the donation can specify where they want it to go.
I see.
But then we also get donations from YES Fund, from the Manhattan-Ogden Public Schools Foundation for specific purposes. And some of those are applications. The teachers actually apply to the foundation in order to fund special projects. So there's a variety of ways, but we're always willing to accept the donations, and they really do make a big difference in our schools.
And really just shows community support.
It does. We have tremendous community support.
Again, Dave, did you have something?
Well, I was just going to say to that end, the total today will be $87,922. So that's
good chunk of change.
Yes.
Yeah, and thanks in particular to the Manhattan-Ogden Public Schools Foundation. They do great work for us.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan-Ogden USD 383 Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade. Oh, we both coughing at the same time today. That was good timing on our part. And also here with Dave Colburn, a school board member, and got a school board meeting tonight. Work session starts at 5:15 at the Robinson Education Center on 2031 Points Avenue, and regular business meeting starts at 6:30. And looking through the agenda, gentlemen, one thing that kind of pops out to me a little bit is a mentoring program annual report. And I guess if you just tell us a little bit about the mentoring programs that you have at the school district.
Yeah, we've got a mentoring program through our teaching and learning department where new staff members, new teachers that come in are assigned a mentor. There's 3 days of training that they go through. They come in as professional educators. They know teaching. They know instruction. But each district is a little bit different in maybe their instructional practices, the materials they use, the scope and sequence, the timing of what we do. So they have 3 days when they come in and work with teaching and learning to get acclimated to 383 and the expectations and the materials, the approaches we use here. So this report is a report on what was planned for this year, what's been done, who's been assigned as mentors to the new teachers, how is it going, and then preparation, here we go with next year, talking about what what we'll be doing in the mentoring program for next year. So it's a great opportunity for the new people coming in to feel more comfortable in our district and know that they have somebody assigned to them that they can go to whenever they have questions, in addition to their principal.
And Dave, you having that little cough and me having that cough at the same time actually remind me, just out of curiosity, how is sickness in the district right now? I know, as you know, well documented, I had the flu at the beginning of January, and that cough is still holding on just a little bit for me. But just wondering how things are with the district on that.
There's a lot going around. Strep throat, a couple different types of flu, colds, just a lot of different things that have been going on for a while. I get emails every now and then from superintendents and other parts of the state saying, does anybody have a policy about if there's so much absence, you just call off school altogether? I don't believe we have anything like that, but it just shows how many absences there are, not just in Manhattan, but you know, across the state. Just a lot of illness.
And Dave, you're feeling fine, right?
I battled a cold starting about 2 weeks ago. Oh, and I'm still kind of coming off of it. But there's a lot going around. It went through my business earlier this year, and my daughter was telling me how many kids at the high school are out sick.
It's frustrating.
Wash your hands, and we were shaking hands here this morning. We probably shouldn't have been.
It's very firm, though.
Students,
you
and
have
of course
a
staff
very
as well.
Firm handshake, Dave. Still, in spite of, you know, the remnants of the cold.
I'm sure you had some wipes. I'm sure we're good.
I washed my hands before I came here.
Good deal. Brady Bowman here with Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade with the school district and school board member Dave Colburn. And again, school board meeting tonight starting at work session at 5:15 and a regular business meeting at 6:30. And went through the list quite a bit. Anything that I've missed? Gentlemen, or we missed?
Well, Michelle Jones, our communications person, we'd be in the taking the woodshed if we didn't mention that we have parent-teacher conferences. This week we've got the middle school parent-teacher conferences yesterday and Thursday, I believe, and the high school is today and Thursday, tomorrow. And then next week are parent-teacher conferences at the elementary level. All students are out this Friday?
Yes.
For school, and then following week, the last 2 days, Thursday and Friday, elementary school students
The 15th and 16th would be no school for elementary.
I don't have that calendar in front of me. I apologize. So we've got parent-teacher conferences. Those are really important. no school district-wide February 9th. This Friday, and then elementary students will be out February 15th and 16th due to conferences. We have another career exploration day coming up for MHS students this Friday. They'll be touring Beyer Construction, the NBAF facility, the construction project, Metal Arc Hills, and McCown Gordon Construction to learn about area career options. Obviously, there's a heavy construction emphasis on this one, as there is a lot of construction going on around town. And what else we got on here that I forgot? I think I got everything.
Oh, there's the art show.
The art show. So the Early Expressions Art Show, where students across the district submit their artworks, and a team judges them, and the winners get displayed at the at the Beach Museum of Art. We had over 2,000 students participate in that project.
And again, you got parent-teacher conferences coming up. You might have some more sicknesses being called in. Who knows?
We might.
Just out of the blue, you know, just good timing on that, I guess. And just real quick, just got a couple minutes before we let you go. New governor in Kansas was sworn in last Wednesday, a week ago actually, today. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Coyer becoming the 47th governor of the Sunflower State. I guess... Dr. Wade, just maybe some thoughts on that, on what that could mean for school funding in the future, and what's your take on Coyer?
I know there's a lot of curiosity about how much of what was done with the budget, with Brownback's budget, was the influence of
the latest budget.
The latest, yeah. But you know, was that Brownback's proposal? Was that Collier's proposal? I think the new governor has essentially state of the state message he's going to be giving today, where it might help clarify some of his priorities in terms of Medicare, school funding, those things. But he has made he's already made some changes in terms of the former House K through 12 Budget Committee chair has been assigned as his state budget director. That's Larry Campbell. And then that position on the – which it's very important that House K-12 Education Budget Committee, because they're looking at trying to meet the expectations of the Kansas Supreme Court for school funding. And Fred Patton has just been assigned to take that chair. And he's an attorney and a 15-year school board member in Topeka Seaman. He knows a lot about education. He's already come in and said, you know, we've got to resolve this issue. So between the governor, the changes in his appointments, a lot of curiosity about how are they going to try to meet this expectation from the Supreme Court for funding schools to avoid a shutdown.
And Dave, are you optimistic with this change as far as what it could mean for the future, or do you think it'll just kind of be more of the same?
I guess I'll say cautiously optimistic. You know, what I'll say is that in the governor's Brownback's State of the State address, he proposed $500 million spread across 5 years of increases for public school funding. And that, on one level, that's a lot of money. I get that. But you break that down to $100 million a year, by the time you break that down, that's not a whole lot more than inflation. You know, if I crunch some numbers for our district, if we cover our health increasing health care costs, and we give everybody just enough of a give everybody enough of a raise to cover inflation, we might have $300,000 to work with out of, you know, this next year. And I gave a list to all of our legislators at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Legislative Coffee Saturday morning, and the list was simply things that our principals had asked the board for in terms of some increased support to do better things for students, and that list would cost a lot more than $300,000. So on the one hand, you know, can't complain about increased funding, but I'd be shocked if this if the Supreme Court says $100 million a year is enough.
I would feel the same way, that in terms of – it is a lot of money, and there's always the question of where is that money going to come from, and that's the big issue. But at the same time, the question of the adequacy by the Supreme Court, that just doesn't seem like that's going to meet their expectation, $100 million a year for 5 years.
All right. We could go on more and more about that, I'm sure. Thanks so much for coming in. You just heard Dr. Marvin Wade, USD 383 superintendent, and school board member Dave Colburn. School board meeting tonight starting at 5:15 and regular meeting at 6:30. We come back, we'll have John Kurtz. Hopefully he's here. We'll see after the break on News Radio KMAN.
We have a John Kurtz sighting. Sound the alarms.
KMAN.